Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm Dr. Peter Zafiridis, and this is the Healthy Mind Radio Show. Here, we talk about our emotional health and well-being, about living the most authentic life we possibly can, the one we truly deserve. So take notice, our true strength and action are on the march, while our fears and self-doubt are on the run. Never doubt how truly powerful you are. Let's learn together, right here on The Healthy Mind. Oh, yes. Well, welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm your host, Dr. Peter Zafiridis, and this is The Healthy Mind Podcast for November 28th, 2012. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the program. I really do appreciate it. Well, you know, here on The Healthy Mind, we tackle quite a few subjects, right? Over the last year or so, we've hit depression, anxiety, chronic pain, sleep, all of it. Some pretty hefty topics, some pretty serious topics. Today on The Healthy Mind, we're going to take a little more lighthearted approach to the program. Still going to be serious, of course, but I want to do something this week on The Healthy Mind that maybe is a bit more lighthearted. Now, there's plenty to learn here. There's a lot of psychology, but to those of you who have been listening to me now, gosh, over the last 2 years, the year on the radio show and now on thehealthymind.com, I have this fascination with subliminal messages, advertising, any way that subliminal sensations can affect our mind. And there's a lot of psychology there, of course, but I've always been fascinated by that. And if you've been listening to me, well, I've talked about this from time to time, especially when there are new studies that come out in journals like the Journal of Consumer Behavior. Really interesting studies that show how we can be primed, or another word maybe is manipulated or exploited, to act in a certain way, to buy things, that behavior. It's really, really fascinating, and it tells us a lot about our own psychology. And the motivation for this week's podcast, the topic, came from an article that I had put up on thehealthymind.com about a study on subliminal sense, what you smell and how that can affect your behavior. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I want to talk today, the focus, a little bit more lighthearted, subliminal messaging and how that can affect us. It can prime us. It can motivate us, or some say exploit or manipulate us. We'll talk a little bit about that. Please stick around for the second half of the podcast. You're really going to want to stick around for this. A new idea on how to eliminate your negative thoughts. And you are not going to believe what OSU researchers here at Ohio State have found in a recent study. And we'll talk about the stressful effects of Facebook. Ah, yes, social media. How it can be very stressful. So we'll do headlines. And hey, we've got ourselves a pretty darn good podcast, a post-Thanksgiving podcast, I might add. So I'm really glad that you are here. The website, as always, www.thehealthymind.com. Don't forget, sign up for my monthly newsletter. It's absolutely free. You can sign up for it right there on the homepage. Any questions, comments, anything, please don't hesitate to email me. I can't thank you enough for the emails. They're coming literally from all over the world. Thank you so much for them. The email address, peter@thehealthymind.com. Now, subliminal messaging. This is one of Peter Zafiridis' most favorite subjects. And there's been a lot of research that's been done on the way, particularly in the business world, the way that we can be primed or manipulated, some say, into acting a certain way, buying products or services. So a lot of the research that comes up in the subtleties or the quirkiness of our behavior, human behavior, will come out of some of the consumer research that's out there. And what motivated me, as I just said a few minutes ago, to devote this week's podcast to the topic of subliminal messaging was a new study that had come out of Washington State University. And if you've been on the website, you've seen it. But the headline, subliminal alert, this scent makes you spend money. Oh, yeah. This scent. And what was the scent? Oranges. Yes, you heard me right. Oranges. Researchers at Washington State University found that if there is a scent, a very simple scent of oranges in the air, by their research, consumers spent 20% more money when they shopped in the stores that had a simple scent of orange. Now, what was interesting was it wasn't the fact that there was an aroma in the air. In fact, they did some complicated aromas, and they also did no aromas at all. But it was the orange scent that motivated people to act, to buy more products. And everyone knows some of these tricks of the trade, right? You're trying to sell a home, cook some chocolate chip cookies, so the smell of cookies fills the air, makes it feel homey. Or during Christmas time, have a bunch of pine scents and cinnamon to get you into the season and feeling motivated. And we know the casinos, who knows? There's been a lot of study that's been done there where scents are changed during the day depending on the kind of atmosphere that you want to maximize people's behavior to gamble. So we know that scents, among other types of subliminal types of stimuli, can affect our behavior. So we have to be really careful, especially when it comes to smells. And one thing that people may not understand when it comes to smells is the sense of smell is the most likely to recall a memory. And not just a memory, but you kind of get the whole feeling of that moment as well. But why does this happen? Why is it the sense of smell is so sensitive? Well, it isn't a quirk. Actually, anatomy explains this perfectly. And that's because the nasal centers of the brain, those parts that are responsible for smell, are very close to the areas of the brain that are in charge of memory, what's known as the hippocampus. So because they are so close, makes sense. Your sense of smell is the most sensitive to recalling a memory. So knowing this, in the future, when you're reminded of something because of a smell, just take a second to realize why that is happening. There's very rich anatomy going on there, and it is very powerful how memories can be recalled simply through the sense of smell. But this study really showed the effect of priming with a smell, if you will, here, to impact people's behavior and really manipulate their actions, all happening without the individual knowing what's going on. Now, many months back, I had written an article regarding a study that researchers had found that food words, the actual words of food, like the word pizza or the word hamburger, the size of those words appeared larger to those in the study when they were hungry. Think about that. The words a person sees, they don't change at all. They're still the same size. But just because we are hungry, a sensation that we feel changes the way that we perceive things, and it may motivate us to act in a certain way or feel a certain way. Something that we may not even register in our minds consciously begins to affect the way that we behave. We're being affected by something we don't even realize we're being affected by, yet we feel as if we're acting out of free will. Amazing. So, you're probably thinking by now, well, okay, radio boy, that's great trivia and that's kind of your little hobby, subliminal messages, but what in the heck does this have to do with my depression or anxiety or chronic pain or anything having to do with a healthy mind? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Because despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary, I do have a purpose for telling you all of this. I really do. We talk a lot here at The Healthy Mind about various forces that will affect us, both conscious and unconscious forces. And I'm not going down the road of Freud here, but we can think of it instead of unconscious, think subconscious or preconscious, whatever you like. But the fact that, as been proven out, there are certain stimuli that are out there that will affect us. That will affect us even though we don't realize they are. That's just absolutely true. So, when we start to feel a certain way, emotionally, depression, anxiety, anger, frustration, or we begin to feel certain physical symptoms, bloating, headache, physical pain, back pain, neck pain, how much of it is, let's say you feel depressed all of a sudden, that it's right about that moment, exactly what's happening there? Or could it be that it is stimulating something within you, something out of your consciousness to make you feel a certain way? I mean, that's the heart of psychiatry and understanding human behavior. Certain things that happen in our lives that will trigger emotions, and they may or may not be directly linked to the circumstance. What am I talking about? Well, all right, road rage. A person out of nowhere goes ballistic because someone's cut in front of them. The question is, why did that happen? How much of that was about the person cutting in front of them? Maybe a little. But all of that anger and frustration that was in that person's life leading up to that moment, and boom, person cuts in front of them and they go ballistic. It was a trigger. Much like the orange scent in the study I talked about earlier that compelled people to buy more, to act in a certain way, buying things. The person cutting in front of the angry driver was a trigger to have them act in a certain way and release the anger that they had inside of them. It's a trigger, and it's really not about the person who cut them off. But in our lives, every day, we do that in all different types of ways. There may be triggers we're not even aware of, and suddenly we begin to feel sad or anxious. Or in my area of interest and where I treat people, certain circumstances may trigger physical symptoms. Physical symptoms like chronic pain, the so-called psychophysiologic disorders, PPD, or tension myositis syndrome, TMS. The fact that whether it is an emotional feeling or a physical feeling, given the complexity of our mind and all of our experience, we can feel sensations simply by being triggered by a stimulus that we're not even aware is triggering us. Yet we have an emotion or a feeling or a physical sensation, and then we go act a certain way. Amazing. Amazing to think about this. I remember several months ago, there was a study that said if you want to sell someone a comfort type of item, a home item or something like that, have them hold a hot liquid in their hand. Get them a cup of coffee. Yet, if you want to sell them something exciting, like a vacation or a luxury item, give them a cold glass of water or a cold drink. You're not going to pick up on the real intention of that. You're going to be thinking, wow, what a good salesman. He's offering me a cup of coffee or a beverage. But the sensation itself increases your suggestibility and likelihood that you'll act in a certain way. The power of the subliminal stimulus. It's really fascinating, and it's really about deep, deep psychology. It's all about that. So, here at The Healthy Mind, I'll provide you with a ton of information on health and wellness, but every once in a while, at least as it relates to this study on oranges and making you spend more, hey, I can even save you a little money. How about that? How about that? Full service here at The Healthy Mind. And let me tell you, once you start to understand all of this, you get more control. And that, my friends, is a wonderful step to take as we walk down our road to The Healthy Mind. And now, it's time for news. Okay, now, The first piece of news, and I'll have to admit, I admit it, I'm a little biased. I live in Columbus, Ohio, and Ohio State University is my alma mater. But the first piece of news, hey, it came from Ohio State University, and I thought it was really appropriate for everything I'm trying to accomplish here on The Healthy Mind. The headline, are negative thoughts bothering you? Just throw them away. The researchers here at Ohio State found that when individuals literally threw their thoughts away, wrote them on a sheet of paper, threw them in the trash, they simply didn't consider them anymore. Amazing. You know, we talk about the power of thought, both positive and negative. It's so important because those positive thoughts, when we keep them in our head, they can really, really make us do so much. It really taps into the strength that we have. And unfortunately, the negative thoughts, well, they can drag us down. They make us feel anxious. They make us doubt ourselves. They can even cause things like depression and anxiety. Well, in this new study, what the researchers at Ohio State found was if you write your thoughts down, your negative thoughts down, and then simply threw them away, it really helped to get rid of those negative thoughts. Now, the lead researcher was Dr. Richard Petty, no joke. He stated, quote, however you tag your thoughts as trash or as worthy of protection seems to make a difference in how you use those thoughts. At some level, it can sound silly, but we found that it really works. By physically throwing away or protecting your thoughts, you influence how you end up using those thoughts. Merely imagining engaging in this action has no effect. Amazing. Now think about that. This is a physical exercise. It isn't just about picturing those thoughts going away, the negative thoughts. But literally taking a physical action makes a difference in the way that you feel emotionally. This is the power of our thoughts and how we have so much control and ability to influence our mood from day to day, to make us do fantastic things, but also, unfortunately, to bring us down in the case of negative thoughts. Now, the researchers did a series of experiments to make sure and validate the fact that this worked. And in all experiments, they found whether they wrote something down or even if they threw it into the recycle bin of your computer, it resulted in the same outcome. Throwing away your negative thoughts literally helps you to get rid of those negative thoughts. Fascinating, fascinating research. So the next time those automatic negative thoughts begin to drag you down, toss them in the trash. Literally, toss them in the trash. Okay, now, this next news story, well, it's just a sign of the times. My goodness. The headline, Facebook angst. More friends means more stress. So how many Facebook friends do you have? 50? 100? 1,000? Well, according to a new study from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, the more social circles a person is linked to online, the more likely social media, like Facebook, is going to be an increased source of stress. Now, there was some fascinating data about Facebook, and I just want to share this with you. It's really interesting. 55% of parents follow their children on Facebook. Over half of the people, more than 50%, who claim to be employers, stated that they did not hire someone because of their Facebook page. How many of you knew that? Now, what the researchers found was that on average, people are Facebook friends with about 7 different social circles. The most common, the first one, was those friends that we have in the real world. 97% of us added them as friends online. Then there was extended family, about 81%, siblings, 80%, friend of friends, about 70%, and colleagues, rounding that out. Now, here is this one. Is great. The researchers found that more people are Facebook friends with their former partners than with their current relationship partner. Only 56% of users were friends with their boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse online, compared with 64% of their exes. Are you kidding me? I think these findings mean that I have job security forever. Now, the study involved more than 300 people on Facebook. They also found that only one-third of people adjust the privacy setting, which can be used to control the information seen by different types of friends. But what they're finding is, particularly as older people join the site, the chances for anxiety can increase quite a bit. And the way that they define stress is when a user presents a version of themselves on Facebook that might be unacceptable to some of their online friends. And they gave examples of this type of behavior, including things like swearing, being real reckless online, talking about drinking and smoking. Your parents follow your Facebook activity, your bosses are looking at your Facebook page, and hey, that causes a ton of stress. According to the author of the report, Dr. Ben Marder from the University of Edinburgh, quote, "Facebook used to be like a great party for all your friends where you can dance, drink, and flirt. But now, with your parents and your boss there, well, the party becomes an anxious event full of potential social landmines," end of quotes. Be careful on Facebook. Your parents are watching, your boss is watching, and oh man, more of you are friends with your exes than your partners. Oh man, job security forever. Okay. With the time that we have left, I just want to blast through the rest of the news in a segment I like to call the Healthy Mind Headlines. Okay, the first headline. Exposure to traffic pollution in pregnancy and the first year of life appears associated with autism. Exposure to traffic-related air pollution, particulate matter, and nitrogen dioxide during pregnancy and during the first year of a child's life appears to be associated with an increased risk of autism. This, according to a new study from the University of Southern California. The next headline. Burning more calories is easier when working out with someone you perceive as better. The key to motivation in physical activity may be in feeling inadequate. One Kansas State University researcher found that those who exercise with a teammate who they perceive to be better increase their workout time and intensity by as much as 200%. And finally, the headline, brief exercise immediately enhances memory. A short burst of moderate exercise enhances the consolidation of memories in both healthy older adults and those with mild cognitive impairment. This, according to scientists at the University of California, Irvine. Ah, yes, the power, physical and emotional power of exercise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have done it again, you and I. We have made it to the end of yet another broadcast of The Healthy Mind. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the program. I really do appreciate it. The website, as always, www.thehealthymind.com. Please don't hesitate to sign up for the free monthly newsletter. You can find the tab right there on the homepage. Follow me anytime on Twitter. I'm at Dr. Zafiridis. And any questions, comments, anything that you want to talk about, I want to hear from you. Don't hesitate to email me the email address, peter@thehealthymind.com. That's peter@thehealthymind.com. And for the Healthy Mind Podcast, part of the Healthy Mind Network, I'm Dr. Peter Zafiridis. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you next time right here on The Healthy Mind.